Ryan O'Connor is now on Smile FM, 6 to 9 a.m. every single weekday when you wake up. We are chatting to Tiernis Jansen van Rensburg. He's here from Bandwidth Blog because, of course, it is Tech Tuesday. What are we talking about today, Tiernis?
All things space exploration.
Every time I talk to you, when you tell me what we're going to talk about, then I'm like, that's a movie. Why are you telling me plots to movies? This next... you're telling me we might end up living on the moon?
Not all of us, no.
No, but, not all of us. But, probably not me.
But yes, so NASA announced the Artemis missions several years ago. First of all, wanting to take humans back to the moon, but more importantly, they want to establish a human presence on the moon with a moon base that we can then use for future missions, further exploration missions. So for example, if we want to go to Mars, first we go to the moon, refuel. It's easier to get off the moon than to get off the Earth, and then we go for the next long haul.
You know how crazy everything you just said. It was.
It sounds, you're right, it does sound like science fiction, but that's how quickly tech is evolving. It's fascinating. So NASA has announced that SpaceX and Blue Origin, which is the Jeff Bezos company, will be transporting heavy equipment to the moon that they're going to use to build that initial base. So they are busy building the infrastructure and what these habitats will look like and how much will have like greenhouses and where we'll have food and all these things. So that's being planned, and SpaceX will do the first missions from Artemis 3. So that will include taking people to the moon, but more importantly, as I said, the heavy equipment that will need to build the base. Mm-hmm. And then from Artemis 5 onwards, Blue Origin will come in as well as the efforts are ramped up. And they're saying that these missions will probably start in 2032. So they've got about a decade since they started a couple of years ago to build and plan all this infrastructure that we're going to need to build on the moon.
I mean, you can't just take a couple of tents.
You could, but it's not going to work very well.
You're going to have a problem sleeping. They are looking to build. This is so, it's just blowing my mind right now, because obviously NASA pulled out of moon exploration and moon visits a long time ago because
in the 70s.
The cost was just exorbitant.
Exactly. And that's where these private companies come in, because they've brought these costs down by magnitudes. And now that SpaceX has these reusable rockets, it's going to continue to fall. And the amount of investment needed from, in this case, NASA to go on these missions has just drastically fallen from when they were doing it themselves back in the 60s and 70s.
Sure.
So it's effectively a cost exercise, and that's why these private space exploration companies are so massively profitable at the moment, because SpaceX, obviously, they have launches every couple of days or weeks now, when they shoot more Starlink satellites into orbit, and they've started with, you know, taking astronauts to the space station. And so all of these governmental organizations are using the private companies. They're just more efficient, they're cheaper to use, and they've proved themselves now to be reliable and safe.
They still haven't rescued those people that were abandoned at the space station.
They're not abandoned. They're fine. They have a couple of friends there. They're having a good time. But yes, they're coming back in a month or two.
Yeah, like they said, February. Jesus. Anyway, so yeah, this is extremely exciting news. It's just, like you said before, the goal is to become a multi-planetary species.
That's right.
And this is just the next step.
And there's no return on investment or anything like that for these endeavors, right? It's just because we are human beings and we want to explore and we want to learn and we want to know how the universe works.
Boldly go where no one has gone before.
Exactly. Thanks, Spock.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just, every time I talk to you, just goosebumps, just going all up and down. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll see if there's any other news that comes from all of the parties involved. But other than that, we'll return to the music after these. Maybe if I can get my brain around the fact that my descendants could end up staying on the moon for a holiday.
That would be great.
<'Cause> it's crazy.